Hristos a înviat.
Adevărat a înviat.
I hope that you understand what that means. And I'm referring to the youth. I hope that you understand when you say that he has truly risen.
Yes.
He is alive.
Hallelujah.
And he is here tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Let's stand up with everyone. We're going to read from Romans chapter 6, verses 8 through 11. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
Yes.
Because we know that Christ, having been raised from the dead, will now not die again. Death no longer rules over him. For in light of the fact that he died to sin once for all. But in light of the fact that he lives to God. So you consider yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I love Easter, and every time I get the opportunity to speak to the youth, it's truly a privilege. Now, I've done it 2 Sundays in a row, and I see that I haven't scared you yet. I'm very happy and pleased that you're here, and mainly because I want you to meet Jesus tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
The whole entire week, I was looking through online news, television. I was trying to find out how the world and how people around us celebrate Jesus and how they celebrate and proclaim Jesus as Lord. What I found, however, was these 5 news that I picked. Massive landslides on Whidbey Island in Washington. United States flies B-2s over South Korea. Miami Heat's 27-game win streak is over. What is Kim Kardashian wearing? Is 2013 the year of the gay? These are just a few of the highlights of this week. And nowhere in the news did it talk about Jesus, the resurrection, or even Easter, which by all means is a holiday. But the good news is here that at New Life Romanian Church, we actually celebrate Jesus, and we're hungry. We're hungry for God. I spend Wednesday night here with you in prayer. We spend the Thursday, Friday in fasting and in prayer for God. And we pray that our God change us first, our families, our friends, and the nation. I had the opportunity to speak last Sunday, and I want to review. So, next slide. I want to review what we spoke about last Sunday. I spoke to you about Jesus is our King, and more importantly, that Jesus is our personal King. Fratele Mihai spoke about Jesus is our Lord, and that's a very important fact. And today, we're going to finish the third part of Jesus. He is our Savior. Christ gave his life for you and me. We spend a lot of time, and probably not enough time, speaking about Christ Jesus. However, today I want you to understand the plan of salvation. Last Sunday, I mentioned the plan of salvation is set in motion. It started with Jesus Christ, and it's going on today. God wants to engulf everyone. You, me, our brothers, our sisters. No one is excluded. You might be someone like me that has been Christian for 16 years, or maybe just 1 year, or maybe 30 years. But today, we can rededicate our life to Jesus and his plan of salvation. You might be someone that has not given your life to Jesus Christ. Well, tonight, it's time to stop walking in your ways and walk in the light. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, today is the day of your salvation. Christ's death and resurrection, the plan of salvation, all have one thing in common. And as I was reflecting over the Word of God this weekend, I realized what that one thing is. That plan is you are valuable in God's eyes. Now, I want to translate this in Romanian. Ai valoare în ochii lui Dumnezeu. Do you understand that? I want you to take just 20 seconds. Go and shake the other person's hand and say, you are valuable in God's eyes. Now this is... Now this is the reason we are here. This is the reason for Jesus' death and resurrection. Everyone here at New Life Romanian Church, at First Baptist, our friends and colleagues, we are valuable in God's eyes. And He wants us for Him. No exception. You see, God is pursuing you. He's pursuing you tonight. And what you do and how you respond to His offer is up to you. I want to take just a few minutes and talk about what does salvation do. First of all, salvation reunites man with God. As you know, ever since the Garden of Eden, man's relationship with God was broken. By eating out of the apple, Adam and Eve chose to follow their own advice than to follow God's instruction. Through Adam and Eve, God's relationship with humans was damaged. However, salvation restores that relationship. The second point is salvation gives man a new life or a new nature. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 reads, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Furthermore, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we can become the righteousness of God." Well, you see, by accepting that Jesus died for your sin and he is God, by those two terms, you are born again, and you have the opportunity to be born again. Well, see, remember the conversation with Jesus, with Nicodemus? Nicodemus comes to Jesus and asks him, "How can I be saved?" Well, Jesus answers in chapter 3, "You must be born again." Well, at the time, Nicodemus didn't really understand. You can't literally be born again. But Jesus wasn't talking about the literal sense of getting born. Instead, he was talking about if you accept that Jesus is your God, that he died for your sins, then you are born again. Well, we know that. But see, my problem has been that just like Nicodemus, who, by the way, at his time did not know about the resurrection, here we are today, and we know about the resurrection, and we still ask the same question. How can we be born again? And three things that I thought about the youth and things... Three things that I want to make sure you understand that doesn't save you. You're not saved by doing good. And you're not saved by being religious. You're not saved because your parents are Christians. I want you to understand those three things. Now, Carl Prentz said, "Nature forms us, sin deforms us, school informs us, but only Christ can transform us." Amen? Amen. Because of time, I would like to skip a few things that I wrote down, but you have a choice. In salvation, you have to just believe. That's all it takes. You have to believe that Lord Jesus is your Savior, He died for your sins, and now He lives in heaven. The choice is yours, but what is exactly that choice? Well, don't make it complicated. Salvation is received through faith. Acts 16:31 says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved." You have to choose today whether you believe all this or you don't. If you do, then you have the salvation that Jesus brings through his death and resurrection. If you don't, I caution you tonight. And I want to start being blunt here. I caution you because you will spend eternity in hell. The good news is that Christ died for our sins. He took our sins upon himself, and we are now saved. The choice still remains ours. The world we live in is wicked. In fact, most people will go to hell. Do you know that? This is a warning sign to us. I'm going to be blunt here. Jesus says in Matthew 7:14, "Narrow is the gate and difficult is the road that leads to life, and few find it." This is not difficult. This may have a lot of ups and downs. This road may have a lot of, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. But this road is the only road that will lead to heaven. Amen. The alternative is you walk on the large road. Live it up. In other words, party hard. But you will never see the face of God. There's no middle road. There's no in-betweens. You can't cross from one road to another. You are either on one road or the other. I'd like to finish up with a story. And I was writing this a little bit more from recollection, but I was writing this as I saw a patient lay on an ICU bed. He was 24 years old, but I wrote it down going back in his time. And many of these are from his conversations with me as he was laying there. I am 16 years old. I love to party. Every evening, I lie to my parents that I am sleeping over my friend's house so we can study together for school. However, every night we go from party to party. We smoke weed, drink beers. Every now and then, we do crack. We listen to rock, rap, pop. I'd get wasted to the point where in the next morning, I don't recall anything. I usually wake up the next day well in the afternoon. By then, I have to fake a note for school because I missed most of it. I love to party. Life is great. This is what this person kept saying multiple times as he was laying on the bed. But let's fast forward. I'm now 23 years old. I have HIV. I don't know how I got it. The people I slept with say they don't have it. But then one by one, themselves die. All my friends are gone. I sit in the darkness of my own room with bad headaches. I am hearing voices. Most of them are telling me to kill myself. I cry and scream of pain. I have to take Xanax, Percocet, Zoloft, Ambien to keep functioning. Every night, I get dressed to go party again because for a few hours a night, I want to be free. I am now 24 years old. I lay here in the hospital bed with IV lines stuck in me. I see people all around me. I see my mother, my dad, my sister, my brother. Oh, there's grandma. I wonder what they're doing here. The doctor's telling them that they should extubate me because I am brain dead. Oh, how did that happen? I try to speak, but the tube in my mouth is not letting me move my vocal cords. I feel like I'm suffocating. I see my dad holding the Bible in his hand. Oh, how many times he tried to read me from that book? How many times he tried to tell me about Jesus? What happened? What happened? I am feeling faint and weak. I see the doctor take the tube out of my mouth. But wait, I can't breathe. I'm gasping for air. No, I don't want to die. How did this happen? All I can see now is the last picture in my mind. It all started when I rolled my eyes back at my mother, when she told me about the love of Jesus. And then, brothers and sisters, member of the youth at New Life Romanian Church, there is no then and then. That's it. You see, there's no more life after you die. I mean, there's no more story after you die. You left the world and you left everything. You had your choice today. And the choices you make will impact how you die, how you live, and what's going to happen after this. The biggest problem is that we, with the blink of an eye, with rolling our eyes back, when our parents tell us, don't listen to that music, don't go out, don't do this, don't do that. Yes, it's a lot of don'ts, no's, don't do's and don't do that. But the reality of it is that we have to live on a narrow, narrow path. Yes, it's hard. It's going to be difficult. But every patient that I talk to have a simple answer and a simple thing that made it all bad for them. It's that one thing that they did, ran away. Or they said that they rolled their eyes back. Or that they laughed at what their parents were saying, telling them. Well, tonight I want to change, and you can add your name to this list. But and then Doreen accepted Christ in his life. He accepted Jesus for forgiveness and gave his entire life to God. And then there's going to be a great story for you and me. And then you, Brian, Laura, Nathan, Naomi, Manu, Chris, Bianca. I've just picked on a few random names with the help of my wife. But see, there's going to be a great story. Oh, we are going to see miracles at New Life Romanian Church.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.